Once we appreciate the Lord God Almighty for making it possible for each and every one of us to be here today. We say His name be exalted forever in the name of Jesus. I want to also appreciate our Father in the Lord, our Senior Pastor, for giving me this privilege to stand before us to share this word with you tonight. That we pray that the Lord God Almighty will continue to strengthen you and move you from grace to grace and glory to glory in Jesus' name. Mommy, we also thank you for always being there, helping us, standing behind our daddy and these successes. You have joined up to accomplish it. I believe that all your labor will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. The Lord will reward you greatly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Church, put your hands together for yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm going to be sharing with us a very brief message titled Keys to Enjoying Divine Favor. Keys to Enjoying Divine Favor. Now turn with me to Isaiah chapter 1. I'll read verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. It says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I'll read verse 13, second to the last verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. The first key to enjoying divine favor is to live in obedience to God's word. Live in obedience to God's word. There is no man, there is no woman in this kingdom that can enjoy divine favor without operating in divine obedience. Instead, they are my people, but they perish because they lack knowledge. Because those who have the knowledge of God will obey God. Those who don't have the knowledge of God cannot obey God. Those who don't have the knowledge of God cannot keep the instructions of God. And the only way we can attract the favor of God in this season into our life and even after now is that we live by the word of God. We live by what the word of God says we should do. Because that is the only way we can benefit the blessings of God in this kingdom. But many of us believe that we can enjoy the blessings of God. Many of us believe that we can enjoy a divine favor aside obeying the word of God. And it is impossible for any of us to enjoy the blessings of God aside God's word. It is impossible. Now if you look at a man called Joseph, he was the 12th son of Jacob. But he was the most blessed among all of the sons of Jacob. Why? Because the Bible told us that Joseph was an upright man. He was a man that lived to please the Lord. That is to say, he was a man that lived in obedience to God's law. And as a result of doing that, that separated him, that makes him different from all his brothers. And the favor of the Lord located him. Even while he was lied against, even while he was in the prison, the favor of the Lord located him. Why? Because he was an upright man. Praise the Lord. There is no way we can enjoy the blessings, we can enjoy the favor of the Lord without living in righteousness. Righteousness is a key to enjoying divine favor. And how can you operate in righteousness outside obedience? Praise the Lord Jesus. Obedience to God's word also means that we live
and the favor of God located in him. The same thing with Joseph. He was a man that was humble. Even the priest, he was humble. When he came into the palace, he was humble. Why? Because he was living in obedience to God's word. Even when Potiphar's wife tried to sleep with Joseph, Joseph ran away. Why? Because he feared the Lord his God. Hallelujah. He feared the Lord his God. Obedience also means that we have the fear of God at heart. We cannot enjoy divine favor if we don't have the fear of God in our heart. Yes, they are. That he defined to us what divine favor is. He said divine favor is God orchestrating circumstances to your own advantage. Praise the Lord. That doesn't mean that you will not have your role to play. You have your role to play. One of the roles that you have to play is that you live in obedience to gospel. You do what he says you should do. Now this is a season of planting, and everybody has started planting. It is by divine favor that those crops will grow. It is not by man's determination. But if man refuses to plant, will the crops grow? It will be impossible for the crops to grow. So in order for the crops to grow and be fruitful, you must plant. That is your part. So when you have planted by divine favor, by divine providence, those crops become fruitful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must live in obedience to God's word. We must do what the word of the Lord says we should do. And again, what does it mean to live in obedience to God's word? It means to love your neighbor as yourself. Praise the Lord. Because many of us, we will love God. Yes, we do love God. But we don't love our neighbors. The Bible commanded that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. So love is a part of receiving from God. If we must enjoy divine favor, we cannot live and operate aside love. If you love your neighbor as yourself, it means that you are obedient. He said, by this, the people will know, the people of the world will know that you are my disciple. Praise the Lord. How? Because you keep my commandment. What is my commandment? My commandment says that you should love one another. You should love one another. So love is a requirement. Mercy is a requirement. Kindness is a requirement. All of them are other obedience to God's word. Praise the Lord. Obedience to God's word. So if we must enjoy divine favor in this season and beyond, we must live according to what the word of the Lord says concerning divine favor. And I believe the Lord God Almighty will give us the grace to operate in divine obedience in this season in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number two, key to enjoying divine favor: maintain a prayerful life. Praise the Lord. Maintain a prayerful life. Any man that is not praying in this kingdom will be limited to enjoying those blessings. It's also an act of obedience to pray. It's your responsibility to pray. Why? Jesus Christ said to his disciples, he said, this kind goeth not out except by what? Prayer and fasting. And that's the reason for these 3 days spiritual emphasis that we normally have every first week of the month. There are certain strongholds that will not be destroyed unless we pray. If we don't pray, certain things we are looking for to take place in our life will not come to be unless we take charge to pray. Unless we stand up to pray.
as children of God to pray, because nobody can pray you into your success. You have to do it yourself. Praise the Lord. You have to pray your way through. You have to take the responsibility to pray for yourself. It is not the pastor's responsibility to pray for you under this covenant. You hold it as a responsibility to pray for yourself. Praise the Lord. You hold it as a responsibility to pray for yourself. A very big responsibility. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's look at verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6. Okay, let's take it from verse 11. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is our major adversary as believers. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That is, we are not fighting with human beings. We are not fighting with people, with what? Flesh and blood. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So the blessings are there, the favor are there, but if you don't activate them through prayers, they will remain there and never find expression in our lives. Praise the Lord. May the Lord give us the grace to be able to pray earnestly in this season until we attract divine favor into our life in the name of Jesus. Until we attract divine favor into our family in the name of Jesus. So we must pray, brothers and sisters. It is a prerequisite in this kingdom. Now turn with me to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Now read from verse 9 to verse 10. To show to you what prayer can do in the life of a believer, in the life of a Christian. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, how do you call? You can call through prayer alone. Praise the Lord. You call through prayer. When you cry, you are crying through prayer. Now look what he said. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my cause, enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that they may not cause me pain. So God granted him what he requested. Now look at it. What he did not request it. Praise the Lord. But what he did not request it. The blessings were already there. But what he did not request it. Now let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And look at verse 6. We often quote this scripture. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be what? Made known to God. Not made known to men, but made known to God. Because he's the one that is in position to favor you. It is the Lord that will make men favor you, because he's the one that uses men. In Proverbs chapter 24 verse 1, he said, the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, when God has positioned you for breakthrough, he has positioned you for increase and prosperity, even your enemy become your channel of success. Labor is good, but favor is better. And that is why we must aspire, we must strive to operate the divine favor. Because what if we take a man to labor for in 10 years, God can do it in 5 months. Why? Divine favor is the best seed that can bring man into his place of fulfillment in life and in destiny. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lastly, here, you have to operate in thanksgiving and praise. You have to operate in what? Thanksgiving and praise. You see, when we murmur, when we complain, it does not change situation. Rather, it makes situation get more worse and makes circumstances more difficult. When Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 were kept in the jail after they had been beaten with rod, I believe that their past were bleeding. But they didn't look at the present circumstances, but rather through prayer and thanksgiving, the singing of praise, exalting the name of the Lord, their breakthrough came. Praise the Lord. Their breakthrough came. So we can praise our way into divine favor, but we can murmur and complain our way out of divine favor. So what we need to do in this season is that no matter what is happening around us, we must abound in thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. No matter the economic system, no matter the political environment that we are in, we must persist in praising the Lord. We must persist. As I get ready to speak around the Lord, we must live in obedience to God's word. We must maintain a prayerful lifestyle, not only in the church, in our closet, and every day we find ourselves. There is no mountain too high for the Lord to bring down for our favor. No mountain. He did it in the life of Joseph. He did it in the life of Esther. He did it in the life of Ruth. He did it in the life of Daniel. And many others, one of Anna, one of Sarah, the same God is still doing it today. All it means from us is that we obey His commandment. He said, what is the whole duty? The whole duty of a man is to fear God and keep His commandment. And you will agree with me that there is no man or woman that have a fear of God that will not enjoy divine favor. No man. No man. And there is no man that live prayerfully, believe in God, in faith, that will not draw and enjoy divine favor. I pray, as we hear this word tonight, the Lord God Almighty will minister this word to us again and again until we become a living testimony of divine favor in the name of Jesus. Our life from today will begin to radiate as the children of God and the children of the kingdom, divine favor in the name of Jesus. That mountain that has become something else, that has become a mountain of reproach, a mountain of disease, a mountain of affliction, today must be ended by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Rise up from the feet tonight as we begin to appreciate God. Give God all the praise, magnify His name, give Him all the glory, because your night has come, because your glory has come. Give Him all the praise, give Him all the glory. Thank you, Father. Be thou the source of your praise. Thank you, Father.